latest from the WFAS Weather Center. The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman Gross.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks. We're based right here in White Plains with offices in Dutchess County and Fishkill, New York, and in the Big Apple, New York City. Of course, you can also visit us online at LippmanCrooks.com. Our show is heard every Thursday evening on WFAS AM 1230 from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And tonight, our guest is Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you on the show. And tell us, what is Family Services of Westchester?
We are a large social service agency with offices in six different locations throughout Westchester, including White Plains, Yonkers, Mount Vernon. And we have mental health clinics and provide numerous other services. We run the Big Brothers Big Sisters program here in Westchester. We have therapeutic foster homes, and we have many services for families.
So this is a not-for-profit?
Yes, it is. It's a not-for-profit, and we've been here for about 50 years. And yeah.
Do you receive government funding?
We receive not enough funding from lots of sources. We receive funding from we have some government contracts, we have some private funding, foundation funding, a variety of funding sources.
So you're completely reliant on the good graces of the government and other sources to keep you operating?
Yeah, pretty much. Some services, people also contribute a fee. Many of our services, most are free, but some, there's also a fee. Actually, the peace program that we're going to talk about today, there's a fee, though there's a sliding scale, and certainly everybody is welcome.
We'll get to the peace program. I just want to give the listeners a broad overview of what Family Services is, and I think you called it a social services agency. So what exactly is that?
Well, we provide numerous services to families, individuals, children's, couples, through and families throughout the county. So the mental health clinics, we provide therapy, and we have numerous programs, some that you find commonly in social services programs, agencies, and some that are quite unique. For example, my second home is a day center for folks with Alzheimer's or different kinds of dementia up in older people up in Mount Kisco, where they have interaction with young people. There are with kids. There's a daycare center on the same site. So that's a very innovative program that's been studied and written about broadly. So we do all kinds of things.
And the Big Brother, Big Sister program is just like what it sounds?
It's a mentoring program, and we provide school-based and community-based mentors. It's a fabulous program. I'm always looking for people to mentor young people throughout the county.
That's so important, and I'm sure all the work you do is important, and none more important than the Peace Program, which is what I want to talk to you about tonight. So tell us, what is the Peace Program?
Okay, Peace Parenting Apart is an educational program for parents going through separation or divorce. And it's really a class. People come to two different sessions, once a week for 3 hours each in the evening, and learn about how divorce or separation impacts kids and what they can do to ensure that their kids are going to be okay through the process.
So it seems to me in some divorces things go okay for the kids, and in others it gets quite acrimonious and things get complicated and quite difficult. What exactly happens in the peace program that facilitates a better outcome?
Well, we believe that information is very important for parents to have, and this little space to reflect on their experience and how much control they really have over what the outcomes will be for their children and how their children will fare, because parents have a lot of power to make things better and really help their kids through a transition that's difficult for the entire family.
But they have to work together, right?
Well, the program, actually, parents don't come to the program together. If one parent wants to attend, fine. If both parents want to attend, they attend different sessions. And even if one parent is less cooperative, there's still a lot the other parent can do to make things better.
How prevalent is divorce in Westchester County?
Like the rest of the country, it's very high. I'm not sure what the latest statistics are, somewhere around 50%. It's high.
So you guys must be pretty busy.
Yeah, we are. And in the past, the program has really been geared as a court-mandated program, and judges refer people, but there are a lot of people who can benefit who might not be in front of a judge. And so one reason that I'm so pleased to be here today is because we want to make this program widely available.
All right, so we'll talk about why people should access the program who weren't necessarily directed to by a court. But let's spend a few minutes, if we can. I'm speaking with Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester about the fact pattern or the scenario that would lead up to a judge saying to parents or a parent, this is what you need to do.
Well, different judges are different, and many will refer, or some will refer, anytime there's really a threat of the case going into litigation, which is rare. Most times people are before the court on custody matters. They're resolved without a trial, without a hearing. They're resolved through negotiation, which generally is less acrimonious than when people actually go to trial. So some judges will refer whenever there's a risk of the case going to litigation, and other judges, it depends, maybe a law guardian, or rather attorney for the child, recommends that there's some information before the court that the family could benefit from it. But frankly, all families going through this can benefit. It's parents who are managing quite well can benefit from more information and support. The program is not only for the people who are struggling the most.
So while that may have been the genesis or one of the original reasons why it existed, it's sort of morphed into something else where the hope is that it's perceived as a voluntary program where people who might not even necessarily be going through a divorce would want to seek these services?
Well, people who are in the process of being separated, whether or not they're before the court, perhaps they're going through mediation. I don't know. It's also appropriate for people who have not been married but who live together and have children and are splitting up. So there may be different circumstances why people would not be in front of a judge but still might benefit from the program. Really, it can be helpful for any time that parents are making the decision not to live together anymore.
Is the primary focus the children or how to help the parents deal with the issues connected to the children?
Well, in order to help the children, the parents have to help themselves, right? We talk a lot about self-care and taking care of one's own needs as a parent when to be able to manage the stress, to be in a position. I mean, we believe that's worthwhile in itself, and it also helps parents parent more effectively if they're feeling better.
Does it matter how old the kid is?
No, really. Even if we're talking about babies, because they might be influenced by conflict, and they can be down the road also. I mean, one of the things that we try to help parents see is that this is the end of a marriage, but it's not the end of a family, and it's usually not the end of the relationship between the parents. It's just a radically different kind of relationship. They're co-parents. Now, in situations of domestic violence or where safety is a concern, then maybe it really is the end of a relationship. But where safety is not an issue, children generally benefit by parents continuing to operate as a team, not as a couple, but as co-parents.
Are you operating in the field? Are you out there tackling these issues?
I have, in the past, many years ago, I was a law guardian in family court, so dealt with them then, and then I've done a fair amount of mediation in custody areas, and now I see it more from a therapist point of view, because that's the work that I'm doing currently.
So what are some of the things, if you can, without mentioning names, of course, scenarios that have come up where by being involved with a situation, you were able to make a difference?
Well, I'm thinking about the mediations, and I remember one of my first custody visitation mediations, and I try to avoid those terms, custody and visitation. They're more appropriate for people who are incarcerated than for parents and children. So one of my first mediations dealing with these parenting issues, and the parents were very committed to both of them continuing to be extremely involved with the child, both of them parenting, that the father was not going to be a visitor, he was going to continue to be a parent. And I remember being really struck by how much communication they needed to have in order for things to work, and that while they were ending their relationship, their marriage, they still were in it together for the long term for their children. And I think that having a third person to help make that transition was very good thing.
Now, you've been doing this a long time. How has email and texting changed the ability of couples to deal with these situations?
Well, emailing and texting can be a great way for parents to communicate and avoid difficult face-to-face or even telephone conversations. Of course, it can be very intrusive, too. So often, if there's a high conflict situation, we might recommend that people communicate by email or text, but that they are careful to limit how much they communicate, to get into the habit of, or to have some ground rules about, okay, we'll save up everything we want to say, not send that text whenever we think about it, but have one communication every 3 days or week or whatever they need to do.
So it does. It might make it easier to communicate with somebody that might conjure up bad memories or feelings. So by doing it in an electronic way, it might even facilitate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the proper boundaries.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guest this week is Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this brief message.
All his life, little Stevie has been special. When he grows up, he probably won't be able to live on his own or work to support himself. Stevie's parents already worry about what will become of their sweet boy after they're gone. Kim was a corporate executive until a drunk driver ended her career and nearly her life. Now she has a traumatic brain injury, a sizable settlement, but no clear plan for the future. Stevie and Kim could each use a special needs trust to secure their finances, care, and maximum independence while letting them keep their public benefits such as SSI and Medicaid. Who can set up a special needs trust? The law firm of Littman Crooks, members of the Special Needs Alliance, a national network of disability and public benefits lawyers. If you or someone you love has special needs, greater peace of mind is just a phone call away. Call Littman Crooks today, 684-2100, or visit littmancrooks.com, because special people need special plans.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. Our guest this week is Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester, and we've been talking about some of the unique services they provide to families that are going through a separation or a divorce. And divorce knows no boundaries. Separation knows no boundaries, so it can affect any family, Monica, including those who have children with special needs, which in and of itself might present a set of unique challenges. Tell us about those types of situations.
Well, of course, there's a variety of a range of situations of what types of needs children have, and probably as much diversity there as within children who don't have special needs. I think basically the same principles apply, that what what kids need are parents who can be nurturing and authoritative, and kids also need to be protected from from exposure to a lot of conflict, and that's true with kids with special needs as well as other kids.
Do you find that the parents, although they might be adversarial, tend to be more cooperative if the children have special needs, just because they feel like they need to do more?
When you say that, I'm thinking about one couple who I worked with briefly, who decided that in the short term they would create a nesting arrangement. Okay, people have lots of different custody or parenting arrangements after divorce. What they decided to do was that the kids would stay in the house and the parents would rotate in and out, at least for the short term, because they were very concerned about how a child with special needs would adjust to the situation, so that the kids got the stability of the home and it was the parents who were making the transition.
That seems like a nice compromise in the best interest of the kids.
It was a very generous thing for the parents to do, and an indication of how concerned they were for the children. It's tough arrangement. But for a short-term arrangement, it can work for some folks.
Now, not all parents are so cooperative. Can a parent be ordered by a judge to participate in the peace program?
Yes. Parents can be mandated to attend.
And how do you deal with, obviously, somebody who doesn't want to be there, even if ordered, will not be as cooperative as somebody who's going on their own volition? How does that pan out?
For the program or in terms of parenting?
Just in terms of getting the mission accomplished.
Well, we understand that not everybody wants to be there, and respect that and try to make the program as engaging and useful as possible. You know, it occurs at 6 to 9 in the evening, when even people who want to be there might have had a long day, so we mix it up in terms of the presentation with video, discussion, role plays on top of the lecture. It's not just lecture. We try to make it as worthwhile as we can, and hope that even those who didn't want to do it come away with having benefited from participating.
So the people who give these presentations or work with the parents would be psychologists, therapists, and the overarching message would be, look, we understand things aren't working out, but you've got these kids here that we've both got a vested interest in?
Pretty much. And I should mention, too, that attorneys do, an attorney or judge gives a small presentation in addition to the mental health professionals. It's about 1 hour out of the 6 hours as an attorney. And, yes, the message from all of us is that when it's safe to be cooperative, when it's safe to have that contact, and cooperation, and that, as you say, both people continue to be parents, and how to make that work. And yes, even though the relationship between the parents didn't work, that how are they going to make it work in terms of being parents together, as opposed to a couple. And you mentioned special needs kids. I know for many families with special needs children, having a special needs child can be a big source of stress in a relationship and strain, and people need, you know, in some way they don't escape that by splitting up. So figuring out how they can take care of themselves and work together so that the child will be okay.
I'm speaking with Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester. Monica, you mentioned that one of the reasons why people might be reluctant to go, it's held at 6 o'clock at night, it's 3 hours. Is another reason money, that there's a fee and they don't want to pay it?
Well, no, because we have a sliding scale and we're very flexible. The sliding scale is based on income and number of people in the household, which during a divorce can be a difficult question, and basically we'll work with people, and so we don't want anybody to not participate based on the fee. So that's really not a reason.
Okay, so that's not a legitimate gripe.
No.
All right, so how about the duration of the program? How long does it last?
People come twice for 3 hours, so it's a six-hour program.
And is it ever required that somebody go longer?
No, people might be required to go to therapy or family therapy, but what we do is very short term. I mean, we also provide therapy at Family Services of Westchester, but the PEACE program is just the two sessions, that's all.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm speaking with Monica Rickenberg. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
I can't believe we're packing all this up. Is the storage space big enough?
Mom will just sell what doesn't fit.
We can't tell Dad we sold a house. It'll make things worse.
There must have been another way to pay for his care.
She said they talked about a plan, but once he had the stroke, it was too late.
Well, they're going to move him to a new facility.
Mom, that's over an hour away.
There's nothing I can do. I'll find an apartment. Maybe I'll get a job.
A job?
I have no choice. Dad can't be left alone.
Peace of mind with Lipman Crooks.
Nobody knows what the future holds, so make sure your assets and loved ones are protected. Elder Law addresses the quality of life needs of people over 50, including long-term care, estate planning, and special needs trusts. Plan for your future. Call Lipman Crooks today or learn more at LipmanCrooks.com.
Lipman Crooks, protecting your loved ones and your life savings. Call 684-2100.
Peace of mind with Lipman Crooks.
That's LipmanCrooks.com or call 684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lipman Crooks. You can visit us online at LipmanCrooks.com. And also, please take a look at our community events calendar. Attorneys and staff people from the firm are participating across the county at various events and community service events in Westchester County. Our guest this week is Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester. And I guess, Monica, in some of these situations, unfortunately, there are cases of domestic violence. Tell us how that impacts the equation.
Well, the court actually is not allowed to mandate somebody to attend where there's been a history of domestic violence. And people can also opt out, even if they have been ordered, if the court was unaware or made a mistake or whatever, if there's a history of domestic violence and people do not feel comfortable coming to the program, even though they would not be attending with their partner or ex-partner, they can still opt out of the program. In addition, we don't assume, even though there is that opt-out option, that everybody attending, there's no domestic violence. There may well be. So when we encourage people to communicate with the other parent, that's always if it's safe to do so. There's always we always qualify it. So.
But even in this day and age of texting and email, that's still a concern?
Yes, because control, you know, it's not only the physical violence, but elements of control that may be something to be avoided.
So when you say that the court or others will make an exception if there's a history of domestic violence, that means that the family and the children wouldn't get the benefit of the peace program?
Well, again, people would not be excluded on the basis of that, but they do have the option of not attending.
Because the concern would be that by attending, that would place them in harm's way?
Yes, or that in spite of our constant qualifications, that the general message that cooperating is a good idea is not the right message for every family. That's the concern.
And who makes that determination?
The participants or potential participant, they can opt out if they feel that it's dangerous.
So if it's court-ordered, they can go back to the judge and say, listen, Your Honor, I don't feel comfortable?
It's even better than that. They can tell us they are uncomfortable because of domestic violence and get a certificate just as if they had attended. This is a policy. We're certified through the Office of Court Administration, and this is a policy of the state court system because of the real concerns that we don't want to send the wrong messages to people who have been victimized. We don't want to pressure them to in any way stay in relationship with the person who has victimized them.
But it can't be used as an excuse. In other words, there'd have to be a reported incident of domestic violence?
People very, very, very rarely opt out, so I don't believe it has been used as an excuse.
Okay, so by and large, the people who ought to be going are going.
Yes, yeah, there aren't a lot of people. There are hardly any people, you know, within my experience. I mean, we're actually new. Family Services of Westchester is new to Peace, though Peace has been around for a while. But my understanding is that, no, that's people don't take advantage of that.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guest this week is Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester. We've got to take one more short break, and we'll be right back to conclude after this message.
Sometimes we're presented with questions that are difficult to face.
Mommy, I don't like my scary dreams.
I know, but Mommy will always be here to make them go away.
But Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Who will make them go away if you die?
Unless we have effective answers to these questions, the results can be financially and emotionally devastating. Littman Crooks provides legal expertise for special needs trusts and estate planning so your loved ones will always be taken care of. For persons with disabilities, a special needs trust can enhance their quality of life while maintaining their public benefits. As a member of the Special Needs Alliance, we design wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and health care directives tailored to your family's situation. Plan for the future today. Call Littman Crooks or visit littmancrooks.com.
Littman Crooks, protecting your loved ones and your life savings. Call 684-2100.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
That's littmancrooks.com or call 684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks, and I've been speaking with Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester, and in particular about their Peace program. Monica, some final closing thoughts about how to get in touch with you and how to get in touch with people at perhaps other locations.
Sure. If you want more information about the program, please feel free to contact me at 964-6767, extension 33. And the Office of Court Administration has information about the program on the website, which includes information about different locations and agencies that offer this program. You can visit www.nycourts.gov/parented. And it's actually a great website with a lot of information, so I encourage people to check that out.
Monica Rickenberg from Family Services of Westchester, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. It has been our pleasure to be here right with you on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening for the spring season. We'll be back after the summer. Enjoy the summer, everyone. Take care and good night.
Westchester's hometown radio station, now broadcasting all over the world at WFASAM.com. AM 1230.
Chance, you got to hold on to romance, don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share.
Baby, come to me, let me put my arms around you. This was meant to be, and I'm also glad I found you.
Keep you talking on the line, that's how it was. And all those walks together, out in any kind of weather, just because.